Bible Fellowship Church devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you a spiritual nugget to help you get through the week. Our passage for today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, starting in verse 23. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in a secret place so I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? So we've been doing a lot of Jeremiah, sort of by accident, because that's what I've been reading through in the mornings. So it's what's on my mind. I guess hang with me. It's kind of a long book, but there's a lot of good here. In our passage today, God has the prophet Jeremiah confronting false prophets and teachers. Often when Jeremiah was tasked by God to warn his people about the coming judgment because of their sinful activity, others claiming to be prophets would say, don't listen to this Debbie Downer. God wouldn't allow harm to come to his own people. Of course he will give us victory over the Babylonians. Which would in effect frustrate any opportunity for humility and repentance in the heart of God's people. That is what they desperately needed. God takes this offense very seriously. The fourth commandment, do not take the Lord's name in vain, is a warning against attaching the name of God to something that he is no part of, especially an oath or a sinful act. God mounts his attack against these false prophets on two grounds, which show us something of his character that is as true today as it was then. Number one, God is not far away. True, he is holy, he is transcendent, he is so far above and beyond us. Even in heaven, we will not be able to fully understand his greatness. That said, the mystery and beauty of our God is that at the same time, it is equally true that he is nearby. He is at work in our lives. He is on the move. He hears our prayers. He is working salvation in the hearts of men and women. Our passage says, am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth? This is great news for the believer and ought to be terrifying if you are ignoring or running from the Lord. He is sure to be working in the lives of Christians, making us more like his Son. That said, those living in unrepentant sin are seen and heard by God, and he will eventually be forced to act. Psalm 14 tells us that the fool says in his heart, there is no God, which is to say, God is not really at work in the affairs of man. But Proverbs 1 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As Christians, we must take God seriously, for this is the way of wisdom and blessing. But number two, God's word is powerful. When God's word is spoken truthfully and at the right time, there is great power. Our passage says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The false words of the lying prophets will be consumed like fire. The actions of the sinner are crushed as by a hammer. Isaiah 55 tells us, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. There is no power in the empty words of the false prophets. In the same way, there is no power in the empty words of a person living far from the Lord. Power and truth and life are only found in the word of God. So let our hearts and minds be soaked in the word of God, so that when we speak, we might speak truthfully and wisely. And when we need help and direction and advice, we don't need to go to some worldly expert. First and foremost, let us go to the word of God to find a way forward. Our God is at hand and his word is powerful. What might cause some to fear ought to encourage us as believers. to take heart that our Heavenly Father is near and live in the light of that truth, to take His words seriously and spend time with Him there. This is the way of truth and life and blessing. God, we thank You for Your word spoken to the prophet Jeremiah that still has power and truth for us today. Help us to live out this reality, knowing that You are close to us and that Your word has great power to work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Help us to believe this and live it out for Your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.